sounds wild. Hi, I'm Riley Woodford for the Alaska Department of Fish and Game.
The key to keeping a potentially devastating invasive species from reaching Alaska is in the hands, and on the feet, of anglers, fishermen and women coming to Alaska from western states, or Alaskans fishing outside and returning, need to learn about the New Zealand mud snail. These prolific snails form dense colonies and consume plankton that would otherwise feed the insects and larvae, which are vital prey for young salmon and trout. They can easily deplete the food source for aquatic insects, which depletes food for fish. It's believed this tiny, 1/8 of an inch long snail was accidentally introduced to the United States in shipments of trout eggs from New Zealand. The snail was first discovered in the Snake River in Idaho in the late 1980s and has now spread into Idaho, Montana, Oregon, California, and the Great Lakes.
The snails can live out of water for almost 2 months as long as they are on something moist. Felt soles on waders provide traction on slippery rocks, but New Zealand mud snails easily attach to the felt. Don't travel with felt wader boots, and always clean off your fishing gear after fishing, especially if you've been fishing down south and are traveling between different water bodies. Clean all of the mud and weeds off your gear and immerse it in hot water for at least 5 minutes. By being careful about inspecting and washing your fishing gear, you can help prevent the spread of mud snails to Alaska's waters. For Sounds Wild, I'm Riley Woodford.
And I'm Kathy Hawker.
Sounds Wild is brought to you by the Alaska Department of Fish and Game.